Well, it's still the 26th of March, and I'm now having a quick walk around the park with the girls, just locally to the Eccles Park today, having given them time for their tummies to digest and watched EastEnders and Casualty. So I'm just walking and talking as we speak. A couple of things are sort of points, really. Rambling points. Well, no, they're quite good points, really, but it's funny how your mind sort of opens up sometimes after you've been to a funeral. And one of the things I thought was quite nice was how much lovely help I've had today. I was unintentionally... Come on! Good girls. Alice was just stopping to sniff something. I was unintentionally slightly rude to a lady today at Piccadilly Station, without meaning to be, because with the help of Brian Hartchen's review, I got the UK Train Times app, and I was busily looking at it to find out what platform my train would be on, because it wasn't telling me when I was looking on the train. It hadn't come up yet on the departures board. Come on, girlies! And she asked me where I was going and everything. I was trying to listen to the phone, and I accidentally snapped at her and said, I'm just trying to use my train app to find out what platform it's on. Whereas I should have said, oh, that's very kind of you. Yes, it's fine for you to look at the boards. So I feel bad about that, because I'm normally lovely to people who help me. Come on! Alice! Hope! Come on! Good girls. I'm normally really good to people who help me out. But I also got some other lovely help. At Macclesfield Station, a lady let me follow her out to the taxis. And when I got to the crematorium, a nice lady called Suzanne took me in once I'd been passed over to her from the funeral director. And then Kevin's nana helped me when we got to the pub, and I had a nice taxi lady taking me to the pub. And then when I got to Macclesfield Station, even though I hadn't booked any assistance because I didn't know what time I was going to be coming back, they were still very good about it. And I waited in their waiting room, and a nice guy came and put us on the train. And even though I know my way around Piccadilly, good girl Hope, a nice guy called Greg was there to meet us when we got off at Piccadilly, even though I don't usually book assistance at Piccadilly. So that was kind of nice. And then obviously I got the tram home and walked home. So, you know, there are some good people in the world. For all the bad people that there are some good ones as well. Come on, good girls. And it's important that we remember that. Another thing I was thinking was about my sort of part of my walk today with Alice, and I'm sure lots of you who are blind that are listening to this have had these three things asked you before, but one of the things that I find that sometimes my family and sighted friends don't really understand is, say, like today, when I was crossing over the third section of that road, or I was just about to cross it, and the police car hooted its siren. A sighted person can walk across a road even when a big noise like that is going on, because they don't need to be able to use their ears, because they can see that the road is clear and it's safe to cross. But when you get a big noise like that, it blocks all the other noises out. And that's partly why we blind people indent on roads as well sometimes. So we can block the traffic of the main road out, or the noise that it makes. Just following this path around to the left. Come on, girls! And, you know, make it easier for us to cross. Another thing that my dad often says, I think it's my fault as well, because I don't go home as often as I should. And when we walk with the dog, he sometimes forgets to stop at curbs. Now, I must admit, I don't tend to linger forever at a down curb unless the road is particularly busy. Make sure I'm heading the right way here. Let's just see. Ah, yes. I see where that goes. That's into the tennis court, where we don't want to be. There we are. But at the same time, even if you've got like a little car park or a little driveway that has a step going down, the dog still has to indicate to you as a blind person in some way that there's a step there. And my dad's always saying to me, well, you shouldn't need to stop for that road because it's only a little driveway or it's only a little so-and-so. You know, you can just walk straight over that. And with a cane, you can. But I think with a dog, because you need the dog to tell you that there's a step there, then it's better to at least hesitate, if not stop, particularly with a new dog. You'd be wanting to stop. And the third thing that I often get from loads of people is, oh, why are you praising her for taking you in there? You know, we're not going in there today. But at the end of the day, if the dog finds a shop that we go into regularly, or a door that we go into regularly without being asked, if I then tell her no in a harsh voice, she's not going to do it again. She's doing something that she's been rewarded for. She doesn't happen to know that we don't need to go there this particular day. And so, you know, most of us, I'm sure all of us that have guide dogs, praise them, even though they take us somewhere that we might not want on that particular day. Some blind people listening to this might say, well, why are you saying all this? But sometimes we forget that other people listen to boos, like sighted friends, families, people who don't even know us. So it's worth talking about a couple of these things. And to be honest with you, one of the other reasons I did this boo was I wanted to hold my phone to keep my hands warm. And you feel like you've got some company when you're walking around the park if you do a little boo. Not that I always do, because I wouldn't want to make it too boring. The last thing I've been thinking about today is about Aidan. He's been gone 16 weeks now. And in that whole 16 weeks, I haven't taken Hope to the canine swim once. And she loves it so much. And the reason I haven't taken her is because I haven't really been able to face doing it without Aidy being there, because they were so fond of each other. But you think about Kevin, who died today, he had to face an awful lot of things. He had to face the possibility that, well, he knew that he might die young. He had to face his 200-mile tandem ride, which he did to raise money for the Alstrom Syndrome Society. So I need to brave up and take Hope swimming again. Come on, Hope Loper. Come on. Good girl. That's it. So I must book that tomorrow and get it sorted. Hope's actually wearing Aidy's bells today. You can probably hear a low set of bells and a high set of bells. Well, the high set are Aidy's. It's not exactly 16 weeks he's been gone. It's 16 weeks and a few days. I can't believe in some ways how fast it's gone, and in the other ways it's been very, very slow. And I still cry about him some days as well, which I know is really stupid. But when I hear the dogs running like that, like they've just done now, away from me and having a really nice time, then it makes me smile. And that's a good thing. We're just on our way around the park now for the second time. So those were a few little cogitations that were just going around in my mind that I thought I'd talk about. And I think when I finish this boo now, I'll put my hand in my pocket. I know I should wear gloves, but I find, because I use my hands for everything, and I can't feel very well with them on. And so I tend not to use them when I should. Now, where are those doggies? Let's give them a whistle. Come on then! Oh, good girls! Come on then, here. What's this? Sit. Take. Good, one more for you, Alice. Here you go, take. Okay, go free. Good girls. So at that point, I shall end this boo and stop boring you all.